Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Emily.
Hey, it's Hope. Michelle told me to call you.
Yes, I'm sorry. I don't mean to put you on your day off.
It's okay.
Your Dutch Marquee call. I needed to get a hold of you as soon as possible because my buyer has one, but another rep needs it. So if you can't use it, I got to let them know as soon as possible. So let me pull it back up here. There wasn't a step cut one, like a non-step cut one available, but all of a sudden now there is. Where is it? It's a 222. Lab Dutch Marquee. HVVS2 IGI.
Okay.
And your cost is $14.99. The only thing is, I cannot memo this one. It's invoice only.
Oh, then no.
Okay.
I don't think they're
that's what I wanted to double check because these are hard to
if
find.
If they were like totally sold on it, then I would say but no, because they just wanted to see it in person.
Right. No, I gotcha. So then let's start with the step cut one. If they do absolutely want more of a brilliant, like a brilliant cut one, I'll have to start from the drawing board because now the rep, the other rep has the opportunity to sell it too. And then I could see if there is another one that comes by. But they're apparently, from what I understand from our owner and our other buyer, they don't really cut them like that. They're more step cut like the one you have. So they're far few in between. So if they really absolutely want more of the brilliant cut, you're going to have to get like a commitment from them.
Okay. That's what another vendor told me yesterday too.
Yep.
Like, I don't know. The other vendor I try not to deal with as much because they're like more difficult.
Yeah.
But I'm like, is this like a thing?
It
you
is.
Know, because I'd rather get from you.
I gotcha. So, but that's the reason why. Like, they're super hard to find, so that's why it is only invoice only, because obviously with these, we're starting to go upside down on some lab grounds. And in this case, it's a super hard one to find. That's why.
Okay.
So
did you have any luck on the natural?
She's going to let me know here shortly. I'm still waiting to hear. I put the budget in as $49,000. She said we might have to go a little bit more. I told her, let me know where we land, and then I will go from there.
I mean, so I was looking on Seller yesterday, and I know I found, what was it? It was like in E-Color VS1. And it was like a 3.5. It costs like $65,000.
3.5 or 305?
Three and a half.
Okay. And you said 60?
Yeah, it costs 60.
Yeah. Hold on. I feel like.
And then I asked Michelle, I'm like, is this like outrageous? And she's like, this guy spends money. I'm like, okay.
Well, the 3.5 I sold by yesterday is 72, so 3.5s are tough.
Okay.
So it must have fluorescence or something is off with
the mirror.
It's got to, because mine with excellent none is 20 macro wrap, which is your average, and 3.5s are really hard, and that's 72,000.
Okay.
So something is up with their $60,000 one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got. I think it was a VS. There's no way it's a VV. Maybe it was a VVS. Maybe. But I know it was E-Color.
Okay.
But I was like, there's no way he's going to spend this much. And Michelle's like, he might. She's like, you don't show it to him, you're not going to sell it. I'm like,
And I'm
so
like, do you want me to expand it to 3.5 and then up it to 70?
Possibly.
Okay, because I'll let my buyer know that now, and that might open the floodgates a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I just know, like, she wants the best quality.
Right.
And I showed him the ones yesterday. I think Alan brought them back to the city today, or he's bringing them back today.
Okay.
I packaged them for him to bring back, so.
I gotcha. Let me see.
Yeah, please.
So do you want, okay. I just want to make sure I'm not overstepping how much though.
Right.
Are you okay if I have them open at the 350 and up to 70,000?
Yeah, apparently, according to Michelle, that was fine yesterday when I'm, like, looking at diamonds, and I'm like, this is insane. And she's like, yeah, do it. I'm like, oh, goodness.
Okay. Well, you know, go big or go home with this. They must know because this guy must be someone that they know. So if she's willing to do that, because I know she's more in the cautious side.
Yes.
I got it. Okay.
I know. I think he's like building part of the store. Like he built the store. I don't know what he did.
I gotcha.
But he's like popping in and out like the whole day. So I'm like, okay.
I gotcha. So I'm
making jokes like, oh, Alan's going to get his money back from this one sale from everything you paid me. I'm like, okay.
So no wonder they're trying to go bigger.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Okay.
I gotcha. Let me find out for them.
To, you know,
can we go to medium fluorescence? I mean, what's your max here?
I mean, I don't care about fluorescence.
I know Alan is a very big stickler with it, so that's why I'm asking you, because you're the one doing the sale.
Right. I mean, I don't see a problem with there being fluorescence. As long as he's more set on the color aspect.
Okay.
So I know fluorescence can help.
F for better. Are we still doing F for better?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're still good with SI1 or better, right?
Yes, as long as you can't see that imperfection.
Okay, I gotcha.
I wasn't a fan of that stone yesterday.
Okay, I gotcha. Keep in mind, too, to tell him, which is going to be a huge thing, especially you know obviously he's going to be coming back. Any certified natural diamond you buy from me, you have our lifetime trade-up. So he could take, because I know Alan's not going to want to buy it, and he's done the trade-in. He's not going to want to buy back a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 diamond to upgrade to another stone. So if you guys get the diamond from me, obviously versus Stoller, you have our lifetime trade-up.
Okay.
So you guys send that diamond back to me. You get full value of what you paid for towards the new stone, and the new stone only has to be at least a dollar more, as long as they have the original GIA report and the stone is undamaged.
Okay.
And then another thing I want to tell you, too, is I know I haven't really talked too much about this, but we're going to start putting more information out that we do have this now. We went back to gem printing our diamonds, so our natural diamonds.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're aware of what gem print is, but it's basically takes a fingerprint of the diamond. And it helps identify the diamond, and it also tests light performance. So the light performance obviously is huge. That's what AGS used to do and harp on. So it's going to be that sparkle of the diamond. And it shows it on the actual gem print report. So eventually I can get you onto my website. I know Alan's got his login. You can register as a gem print agent through our website, which is free. We include it with it. And every single time you sell a natural diamond, you have to go back onto my website, log in as your gem print agent, and then register that specific natural diamond to your consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get the certificate emailed to them, and they get up to 10% off on their insurance.
Okay.
So
if we have, like, because we have an insurance company that we, like, offer them.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that, I mean, I don't know if that would apply to that, too. Or
I mean, most of the insurances, like, I know Jewelers Mutual, I believe from what a rep here said, Jewelers Mutual, I think, offers 5%. Don't quote me on that. It's at least what the rep told us.
Because we have millions, so I don't know how similar they are.
I mean, you would have to, it's like whatever you're consuming, like they can check it, but it's up to 10% off. And then the other thing is, say they, for some reason, they're out of town or something, they go and get the ring cleaned or prong checked or something, you know, and they feel like their diamond got switched. You guys then, they give it to you, you send me back the diamond and we put it on the gem print machine and it'll tell us if it's their diamond or not. So it's like an extra, like a layer of protection. That's why insurances offer that discount.
Okay. Do you have to take it out of the ring to do that?
That's a good question. I would have to find that out for you.
Okay.
But I pretty sure you do because it goes into a machine.
Yeah,
if they think about
I
it.
Imagine.
Because it, what it does is like it literally it's like a light that goes in and it identifies. It's like that's why they call it the fingerprint of the diamond. It tests the light performance and identifies the diamond itself based on the inclusions and stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So those things are extra incentive things to tell him that will kind of sweeten the pot a little bit, especially when it comes to bigger diamonds like this. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And he's spending this kind of money.
Correct. Yep. Yep. And Alan's obviously aware of how the lifetime trade up works because he's done it before. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'll go on.
Yeah.
I'll tell them right now the change and what we need here. I'll open it up, and then I'll keep you posted. Do you want me to text or call you in your cell if I find out today?
You can.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can text me. I'm home. I got the kids.
I feel bad I asked
them.
I know. I'm sorry. I called them. This is unusual for me, but can I hold your number? I have a stone, and my buyer needs to know right away. And then they were like, well, we can have her call you. I said, that's fine. Whatever works.
Yeah.
I didn't want to overstep.
No, you're fine. No, I just want to sell this diamond.
Yeah. No, I got you. Oh, Alan must be in the city because I just saw the stone get returned.
Yes, he is.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah. Okay, cool. This is good.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
Bye.